Hi there, welcome to lesson number 6 of Basic Witch Level 5. In this lesson, we're going to talk about sharing your magic. Now, I know that being in a coven or building a coven may not be for everyone, but I think it may be for some, and it could change. There could be a time where you do want to be in a coven and a time when you don't want to be in a coven. But one thing that I know for sure and for certain is that your medicine is meant to be shared. The gift that you have with your magic was always meant to be gifted and shared with other people. Let me explain. I had a good friend in high school, and she was a phenomenal painter. I mean, she painted things that would like move you to the core of your soul. When you saw them, you were just mesmerized by her paintings. And her self-esteem had it so that all these paintings and canvases were tucked away in the basement. Many of them were even below the stairs. And I would say, you know, we should take this to school and you should show the art teacher and can we show this person and that person? And she would say, no, 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 no. And she would have so much anxiety about it. And she would say, they're not really good. And one day I got really upset with her and I got really frustrated. And I said, you know what, Tammy, this is unfair. And she looked at me and she was like, what? Like, how is this unfair for you? And I said, I feel like God gave you a gift to share with the world. And I feel like your insecurities are blocking that gift from being shared with the world when this could bring so much healing, so much power, so much goodness into the world. You're kind of robbing us of being able to experience that. When Tammy understood that it was more about other people enjoying her amazing art rather than her self-conscious and her feelings, when she kind of started to look at it in a different way, she started to change. Excuse me. She started to feel like, oh, wait a second, maybe I am robbing the world. Maybe I should be sharing these gifts. Maybe this is something that's meant to be gifted and given to others. And when she started to look at it that way, she started to see another point of view. And that is when she finally started to take some of these pieces to the art teacher and allowing her to share them. Now she's actually a very famous artist and she has her artwork all over Canada, which is beautiful to see. And I think I just got so frustrated and angry in a sense because I just felt like people deserved to see it. Now, I'm not saying that people deserve to take advantage of Tammy or that Tammy was forced to paint or had, you know, should have let people suck the soul from her, because trust me, I felt like that as a medium for a long time, that I was over giving and I was letting everyone take everything from me and I wasn't keeping anything back for myself. So I definitely think there has to be balance. But building a coven is about sharing your magic and sharing your medicine. And each person that comes into the coven is going to bring something. Now, there is nothing wrong with saying, you know what, I'm really good at as a solitary witch right now, and I just kind of do better on my own, and that's okay. And that might change. In 10 years, you might go, oh my God, I feel like I need to be supported and I need to be with other people. For me, I have always loved hosting. I have always loved being an entertainer and feeding people dinner and having people over. That's how I was in my 20s and 30s and 40s. And now as I'm getting into my 50s, I'm starting to like to be more private and have, you know, smaller groups of people. I did a lot of things though. I mean, I hosted some big fairs and things on my property. And I felt powerful around other mediums and witches and healers. And I think that's really important if you feel that you need it. So I'm going to give you some advice and I'm going to give you some tips on what will be important if you are ready to start your own coven. The first one is to invite only serious practicing witches into the core of your group. Because your coven is yours and it's strong and it's a place to hold space for serious witches. It's not a place for you to allow people who are wishy-washy or who may doubt what you're doing or who may feel like this is kind of a hobby or a novelty or sort of a play group, if you will. Your coven has to be as powerful as you are, and your vibe attracts your tribe. So you have to put out the energy of the kind of people that you want to be involved with your coven. And I think that's really important for you to find people that are serious about this. That doesn't mean you can't have fun and things can't be light, but people who don't see this as hocus pocus and kind of Hollywood movie stuff, if that makes sense. The next thing is you have to work through whatever might be blocking you socially to do this. So if you find yourself getting nervous or shy when you're starting to invite people to the coven, it's really time to sit and meditate on why that's coming up for you. And I know, at different times I've had to work through internal false beliefs about my own self-worth and my own confidence. And, I just perceived I wasn't good enough and I didn't know enough. And, oh, who am I to think that I could host a meeting in a group? And I just had to get past all of that. And I think that that may be something a lot of witches have to get past, because we have this imposter syndrome where we don't feel like we're good enough to be the leader or to be the head of something. And I just want to tell you right now, if you're listening to this, listen, you're on level five. You're 100% ready to do something like this. And if you needed that push of confidence, I hope I've given it to you. The next thing is to always invite as many people as you're ready for. So if you're aiming for six people, you might want to invite 12 people. If you're aiming for five people, invite 10. If you're aiming for three, invite six. You always kind of need to over-invite, because there's always going to be something that's going to come up with somebody and they might not be able to be there. The next thing I would say is facilitate sharing in your circle. You're going to discover that everyone in your coven has different talents. Some people might be a little bit shy about sharing them, but after you sit with each other in the beginning of your groups, you're going to start to talk more freely. And you might have some yoga teachers. You can ask them to start the circle with a little body movement. You may have some mediums who may be able to pull in and channel in some loved ones. You may have someone who does drumming. Just get everyone to share and bring all of that energy and all of their gifts to the table. A coven is about the witches working together, whether that's towards one spell, or whether that's towards several spells, or whether that's on individual spells. The point is that we're coming together, we're gathering together to learn and to grow. The next thing is to work out the ceremony flow beforehand. So I kind of have this loose template, and I'll write down, okay, I'll say welcome and hello, and okay, here's where I'm going to do a prayer, and here's where I'm going to do an exercise. So I kind of have this like loose program. So between six and seven, this will happen, and between seven and eight, this will happen. But then I'm also really open to whatever is going to happen. And so if something happens and I'm like, okay, we ran late, and we really love this exercise, and we're really in this moment, sometimes I will throw away things that are like, okay, we didn't get to that. It's no big deal. We weren't meant to be there. I just sort of trust the process, but I do think that you need to have like this loose template to kind of guide you where you're going to go. Don't be afraid to let go. And that's something really important to know, is that as the high hostess, it's your responsibility to curate the personalities in the group. And so if you find that there is someone who really is disconnected and doesn't align with the group, it's your job, really, to make sure that the energies all match and that everything flows. And don't feel bad about if there's not an invite that goes out to someone next time, because you want this like really open, peaceful, flowy energy. And I know that makes sense to you. Make sure you have fun. I think that's the biggest thing I can tell you, is that I've never really walked away from any of my meetings, from my women's circles, anything, and never felt like I had a really good time. I always felt like I had a really good time. I always felt like I was healing and that somebody had given me something, whether that was a compliment, whether that was words, whether that was a hug. I've always left every sharing circle, every meeting of witches, every meeting of mediums, feeling like I was uplifted and I was empowered. And I think it's really important that sharing is just the premise of these circles, and that your coven is something that works for others, but that it also, so importantly, has to work for you. I hope that makes sense, and I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I look forward to connecting with you soon.